Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Sawubona mlaleli igameni elihlele inkosi yethu Jesu waseNazaretha ubingelelwa yimsizo wakwaZuma. Lasikhuluma ngengqikithi yokukholwa in the program called Heart and Soul ku-Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu futhi osakugcinile nawe ukuthi ube khona uzolalela le inhlelo zethu ezizokukhulisa emoyeni kangaka nomhlabelelo uphuma lana. Before ngene, it's very powerful. We thank God. Unkulunkulu ambusise uSemo kaButhelezi. Siyaqhubeka ke sikhuluma about the times and seasons bathandekayo. We want to focus kakhulu ke namhlanje on the season of shame. Because, you know, one thing that we focused on last week was the fact that we also go through as abantwana bakaNkulunkulu, as born again Christians in the Christian journey, we go through different seasons. Last week we were focusing on the season of pain. Ukuthi pain is also a season and it's also a chapter empilweni yakho that you will encounter at some point in your life as umntana kaNkulunkulu. But mase undlula lapho, you must make sure that you don't die there, because uJesu khona, he bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. Make sure that you hold on to him. Izimo bazalwane, masizifundiseni ukuthi zisondeze kakhulu kuNkulunkulu uma zisifikela empilweni zethu. Namhlanje I want to talk about the season of shame. The season of shame, isizini yohlazo, isizini yokuba despised, isizini yokuthi uhlazeke ube ku scandal empilweni yakho. Lalela, even if you are a pastor of a small church, at some point you will go through a season of shame, or even if you are a pastor of a big church. And lalela, shame comes to your life whether you are guilty or not guilty, but that season of shame iyafika ukuthi ikwenze ukuthi ubukeke sengathi kuneqhashaza elikhona empilweni yakho. It is a thorn in the flesh, sometimes not necessarily in the flesh, that is there to humble you. UNkulunkulu sekakusebenzisa kangaka, UNkulunkulu sekavule iminyango, sekakuphakamisile. USathane will always try to accuse you for certain things. Now the season of shame yehlela wonke umuntu, ikwehlela ukuthi you are guilty, ikwehlela upure umsulwa, but it definitely is coming empilweni yakho. It comes at a particular point in your life, and mayifika ifuna ukuthi ukthole umile, and ifuna ukuthi ukthole ubambelele kuye uNkulunkulu ukuthi no matter what happens, I'm going to hold on unto you. Now I'm going to prove to you in scripture that the season of shame comes to you whether you are guilty or not. Ngicela ukuthi sibheke laphayana in the book of Genesis chapter 39. And we're going to read the book of the verse 19. It is where it is talking about Josepha, who kept himself pure because he feared God, because he loved God. He did not want anything to defile him. But lichizwe likaNkulunkulu, Potiphar's wife, uzazifundela the whole chapter. Mina ngizofunda kuphela lana from verse 19. Or noma from verse 18. Uguti, you know, this is uNkulunkulu, Potiphar's wife wanted to sleep with him, but because he had become sabu uNkulunkulu, he refused to sleep with this woman. And it would have been a secret if Luago and Zalogo, but because, you know, Yana, he did not want to defile himself. He wanted to keep himself pure. You know, then this is uNkulunkulu, the woman, Potiphar's wife, literally tried to rape uJoseph. And then uJoseph wapunyuga, kwasala ipanchila keguye. You know, kwasala ikamenti akaibambenge sandla, wabalega uJosepha because begam saba uNkulunkulu. And then this woman now, verse 18, and it came to pass, as I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me and fled out. And it came to pass when his master heard the words of his wife, which she spake unto him, saying, after this manner did thy servant do unto me, that his wrath was kindled. And Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound. And he was there in the prison. Ngiyacabanga ukuthi wathola a life sentence for into angayenzanga. You know, kwaba nescandal laphaya eGibhithe ukuthi this one o promoted kangaka, this guy ophezulu endlini kaPotifa is the one that did this. Wahamba wayoboshwa neyigebengu, ngoba sengathi uyisigebengu ukuthi akasiyisigebengu. Iscandal samfikele empilweni yakhe. But lithi izulu kaNkulunkulu mangilifunda liyangibusisa lithi, and God was with him. UNkulunkulu unawe kuleso scandal ondlula kuso njengamanje. Mhlambe they are falsely accusing you of certain things. It's okay, mdaka baba. It is part of the journey empilweni yakho. Let's go now to the book of Daniel, the book of Judges, chapter 16. Where it speaks about Samson. Lithizwe likaNkulunkulu uSamson wayenza iphutha because of inkanuko yakhe. He was with this woman obizwa ukuthi uDelilah, and that thing it cost him his eyes. Hallelujah. So lithizwe likaNkulunkulu lana, when the people saw him in verse 24, when the people saw him, they praised their God, for they said, "Our God has delivered our hands. Our God has delivered into our hands our enemy, the destroyer of our land, and the one who multiplied our dead." So it happened when their hearts were merry that they said, "Call for Samson that he may perform for us." Imagine ukuthi uSamson, who was the hero, uSamson who was a warrior, a powerful kangakanani ka Israel. Lithi izwi likaNkulunkulu now that the secret behind his power, which was his hair, now that they were cut off, the Philistines came and they captured him and they put him into their own prison nabo. But now masibheka i situation yaka Samson ne situation yaka Josepha. U Josepha this time yena uwele egibeni lomcuphi azama ukuthi abe pure for his God, but this one uwele egibeni lomcu ogibeni lomcuphi because he was guilty, because of inkanuko yakhe. This time, he is the one that is guilty. Sometimes the scandal siyafika empilweni yakho ngenxa yobuthakathaka bakho, bese kuphuma a certain secret, you know, ekhona, and then bese mhlambe il split ibandla or it affecte ngendlela thile usese ngumntwana kaNkulunkulu. But let me tell you something, ukuthi even that is a season empilweni yakho. Akusho ukuthi sekufanele kuyihenge, akusho ukuthi sekufanele ukuthi uzibulale, because uNkulunkulu unawe kuso sona leso simo leso, kulolo hlazo lwakho. Because uNkulunkulu into engiyibonile ngaye bathandekayo, akalisaba uhlazo. uNkulunkulu akanamsebenzi nohlazo lwethu. God is a God who does not care about irreputation ethile. uNkulunkulu ohlale azibonakalisa. uNkulunkulu, he chooses you in the midst of that situation. Yeah, so sekwenzeke lokho kwenzekile when you are now down and out and everyone is talking about you because of a certain scandal. uNkulunkulu still chooses you because he died for you, uJesu Christ on the cross. Uyeza kuleso kulelo hlazo la akutakule, akuphakamise bese sekathi indlela iyahambeka. Now siyambona lana in verse 25 in the book of Judges chapter 16, ukuthi how does he come through for Samson? So it happened when their hearts were merry, they said, "Call for Samson that he may perform for us." So they called for Samson from the prison and he performed for them, and they stationed him between the pillars. Then Samson said to the lad who held him by the hand, "Let me feel the pillars which support the temple so that I can lean on them." Now the temple was full of men and women. All the lords of the Philistines were there, about 3,000 men and women on the roof watching while Samson performed. Asazi ukuthi bekaba performela enzani. Then Samson called unto the Lord, saying, "O Lord, remember me, I pray. Strengthen me, I pray, just this once, O God, that I may with one blow take vengeance on the Philistines for my two eyes." And Samson took hold of the two middle pillars which supported the temple, and he braced himself against them, one on his right and the other on his left. Then Samson said, "Let me die with the Philistines." And he pushed with all his might, and the temple fell on the lords and all the people who were there or who were in it. So the dead he killed at his death were more than he killed in his life. Now, ngifuna ukusho ke bathandekayo ukuthi nanoma ngabe sokwesinjani iscandal umntana kaNkulunkulu, nanoma ngabe sowuhlazeke kangakanani, I want you to know ukuthi ukhona uNkulunkulu, and uNkulunkulu still chooses you. Abazalwane bangakubhunga, abazalwane bangakumisa ngeenyawo bathi kuwe unjani, abazalwane bangakulokhuzana. Konje senzani when someone is pregnant, bayakunquma lapha phambili. I'm not saying sin is okay, bathandekayo. I'm not saying that is okay. I'm not saying ama weaknesses are okay empilweni yakho, but into engifuna ukuthi uyazi ukuthi nanoma ngabe sowukulelo hlazo lolo ongene kulo, unkulunkulu unawe kulolo hlazo, and unkulunkulu still hears you, and unkulunkulu still wants to continue with his plan and purpose for your life. Akusho ukuthi ngoba so usehlazweni it means ukuthi unkulunkulu now he does not care about you. God still cares about you in the midst of that, and God still chooses you because Jesus died on you for you on the cross. That's how much you cost. Unkulunkulu akubusise ke mlaleli, until next week.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.